five mental aggregates where the mental rupa form, external form brought into mind by the aggregates of mental.
The mental rupa or form are external form brought into mind by the aggregates of mental perception or sanya. So like I explained just now, perception brings in the external sense data or external form. Everything that you come to perceive through your senses, all this that you can perceive, it can be through your seeing consciousness or hearing, smell, taste, tactile or thought consciousness. These are called external form, external rupa. Like the Buddha Rupang, my chair, my voice, and everything that you come to perceive. That perception brings all this external form into the mind. So as we all know, the mind has four aggregates. Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana. Plus the mental form, it becomes the second aspect of the five aggregates of form in mind. And this one is your thought. Because the four aggregates of mind, together with the external form, will create the mental five aggregate. So basically it's Sankara and the pure consciousness. The pure consciousness is like the receptacle. And the content of consciousness that went in are the Sankara. Means Vedana, Sanya and all the mind state or Sankara components. When that one goes in, it triggers off the thought process. That's why you have moral and immoral cause and effect. The mental intention behind all your content of consciousness define your karmic content. So this karmic consciousness that is being created will move, will manifest in accordance with that nature's law. They call it the law of karma, karma niyama. So this second aspect is what I explained just now. The paticca samuppada, the law of dependent origination, where the Buddha taught us under the teaching how we function as a human being, how our mind moves, dependent on ignorance, how it conditions Sankara activity. And that Sankara activity is what thinking is all about. That's why it makes contact with the brain and trigger off consciousness, the vijnana. So the consciousness, which is the third link, is the pure consciousness before the content go in. But the moment living being input the content, it becomes namarupa. You understand? Second aspect of the five aggregate. So that form and mind has with its content is your thought, basically your citta. Yeah. So this is how you can develop the understanding. There is a diagram down there. Yeah? You see the circle. There is a form. Then the opposite side is rupa, pali. Then mind, the opposite side is nama. So attached to these are the four rectangles. Yeah? These are the aggregates of mind. So the first one is Vedana, which is feeling. Then the second one is Sanya, or perception, followed by Sankara and Vijnana. The English translation are there. So these four aggregates of mind, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara and Vijnana, they are what your thought is all about. So Sankara equals to mental formation, mental activity, mental state, mental intention, then I add in mental planning, scheming, your cunningness and whatever. That is everything that your mind can do, including your feeling and perception, is Sankara. Then consciousness or vijnana is a receptacle or the container, like the vessel to receive the content. So this receptacle is actually the pure vijnana, like the Buddha said. at the moment of sense experience, you only able to see the respective sense door consciousness without its content. That's why the Buddha always say, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. In the hearing is only the hearing consciousness. And this refers to a newborn baby. Newborn baby, the senses are not fully developed. But as they develop, they begin to like, starts to receive all this sense experience. So because their brain at that time, there was no knowledge, no conditioning, like clean slate, no word, nothing. That's why it cannot perceive anything, but it can see things as they are. Understand not? Means the baby see with the pure awareness. That is what will happen initially. They got nothing in their brain to input the content. But after we are born, we are being taught, conditioned, and develop all the knowledge and so-called understanding. But these are all our views, opinion, conditioning, belief system that we accumulate. Our experiences as we go through life, then we accumulate all of them, whether it's moral or immoral, good or bad experiences. That's why sometimes you accumulate the psychological memory which are very negative, your phobia, your fear, your insecurity, and your so-called sorrow and lamentation. And sometimes your deep resentment, anger, hatred, and all these are evil roots. Then sometimes your selfish intent. Yeah. Then of course phobia is whatever that has haunted you until you have a lot of inherent fear. That's why it becomes a phobia. Especially when people mistreat the child. Yeah. Or you went through traumatic experiences. Yeah. So now they got such medical field as trauma, how to actually help people with traumatic experiences of phobia. They got trauma ward where they admit you, then they help you recover from the trauma. Means that very severe shock. So when you don't have all this, then you see things as they are, like the Buddha said. In the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness. It's like you try to look at that piece of art, the center rectangular brown big art. But because we have knowledge, understand, we know it's calligraphy art, maybe from the way you perceive it, you can describe it, a tree or with whatever. But if let's say you are a newborn baby, you don't have any of this memory, conditioning, knowledge, what do you see? You see things as they are, understand not? Without the words, without the concept, without the labeling. The direct seeing is to see like that. That's why living being who has a lot of this brain activity or accumulated knowledge, they cannot see. They immediately wants to perceive, goes to the memory, then from there their views, opinion, conditioning, belief system condition them to react to what they see. That's why you stir your mind or you create the thought activity to label it, describe it. So when you do that, you actually didn't see anymore. Why? Because the word, the concept, become more important than that thing. Because we have been trained in this way, the accumulated knowledge. That's why sometimes we see something, like this microphone. Because the word, the concept is there, microphone. Do you really see? You take for granted, is that microphone, ah, what is there to see? But if I see it with the direct seeing, I see this as it is, without the word. And then I observe everything about this. That is clarity, direct seeing. I see things as they are. Not with the conditioning, belief system, knowledge. So this is the big difference. And that seeing with memory is perception via the mundane mind. That's why we call it the mundane seeing. But you use the pure awareness without the memory, the interference from the mundane thinking, memory and conditioning, then you see things as they are via the direct see, like the baby, newborn. Yeah. That's why that type of seeing is the enlightenment mind seeing. The first seeing is mundane seeing. Under the Zen analogy, they say, if you look at mountain, mundane seeing, then you say, Kan san, si san, means you see mountain as mountain. You perceive it through your mundane memory, mountain. But when you have the direct seeing with the pure awareness, you see things as they are. There is no word, nothing. Kan san, pu si san, because you cannot label. It's no longer what you think. It's that thing as it is. That's why jnana dasana, seeing things as it is, as they are. That is the awakening. If you can see things as they are, means you see truth, you see reality. You do not see through your memory, your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system and delusion. That's why the direct seeing via the pure awareness is very different. So these four aggregates of mind, they are the content of consciousness and is receptacle. This one is the thought. This is not your true mind. Understand? So to meditate is to silence all this so that the thinking stops or does not arise. And then that true mind, silent mind, which is your pure awareness nature, that tranquil and still mind. Calm, peaceful, tranquil and still. No thought activity, no aggregate. And that is the true mind. You have to meditate with that. Use that to see things as they are, to develop the understanding. When you silently stay with that pure awareness nature, that nature can insight into phenomena and awaken to the three universal characteristics. It can see things as they are. Within that silent inner awareness, it understands. It's just like when we observe what happened. How does our consciousness during the moment of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, stir and cause us to be emotional? Initially, like fear, there was no fear. Then how come upon hearing something, there is fear? Or seeing something, there is anger. Yeah. Or you smell something, there is aversion. All this reaction to sense experience come from the mundane thinking. That's why when you silently observe, then you realize before anger arise, there was no anger. Which means, intrinsically, anger is dependent originating. It's not intrinsic within your nature. Before you get angry, before there was fear, there was none. They come later through your wrong view. They arise through thought delusion. That's why it's dependent originating. The manifestation is through the mundane mind. So when you know anger is not you, fear is not you, they are dependent originating mind state, then you know they are impermanent, not a permanent unchanging entity. They come and they go. They arise and they pass away. Then why do you deludedly believe that they are you, the five aggregates? The feeling that you experience, you think is you. The perception that you manifest, you think there is a thinker or a person behind to perceive all this. Then all the anger, hatred, including your fear, all of your mental state that you experience, you believe is real, is what you are. But because without the pure awareness nature, you cannot see how it arises and how it passes away. That's why when you have the pure awareness, the mindfulness leading to heedfulness, you can see clearly the law of dependent origination, the paticca samuppada, and how all the cause and effect manifest, how causes and conditions create the phenomenal world. So all this understanding will wake you up. Then you no longer deluded. Then you see clearly this five aggregate of form and mind are just a phenomena manifested to the nature's law of dependent origination, paticca samuppada. They are not intrinsic in you. They are not real. They are dependent originating condition arising causal phenomena that manifest through causes and condition. So seeing all this, awakening to all this, give rise to wisdom. Then you will not be deceived by what people tell you. So a lot of cultivators' problem is they believe once you are enlightened, you got no more greed, no more hatred, no more delusion, no more fear, no more craving. All this gone, isn't it? True or not? So what you do? You try to meditate. You go to retreat, in and out of retreat. Then you develop the calm, tranquility you think you're enlightened. But the moment you go back to your daily life and activity, then you realize in between, you still have anger. That's how. You still have craving, you still have desire. Then you become like disappointed. Ayo, after cultivating for so long, after believing that I have already make it or awakened to it or developed the enlightenment, actually it's not the case. So where did the delusion lie? Where you believe that anger was you, understand? Or? You cannot see that anger was never you. That anger is dependent originating, condition arising. It manifests due to wrong view, nothing to do with your intrinsic nature. Your intrinsic nature has none of all this. It's without word, without concept, without any of this so-called mundane activity and thinking. That's why when you have this direct seeing, when you observe with a silent mind, it awakens. Then you realize, if anger is not me, fear is not me, then why do I worry about it? Because these are my habitual tendencies, born of wrong view, that stir my mind and cause all this to arise. If I understand, then it's no more a problem. No more issue, then it ceases to be. Then I don't have to worry about whether I am without fear, without what. None of all this. Because the form and mind goes the way of nature. It is something within the conditioned world. That's why it follows the conditioned number. See it. Then don't attach, don't cling, and don't give meaning so that you will not get yourself deludedly entangled. That's why Sakkaya Ditti is very powerful. The egoic entity, that belief is you. That one not easy to root out. Unless you develop the pure awareness nature within to awaken. Yeah. Okay?